We struggle constantly with substance abuse in society. Every time it seems like we're making progress reducing the numbers of people abusing drugs or booze, something changes. The drugs or the life circumstances that lead people to use them. Something. The justice system of the Yurok tribe in Northern California has already put some innovative approaches to work on the issues of the people who come in contact with that justice system. Now there's a plan on the table to address substance abuse treatment through something called wellness villages. Let's get a sense of what those are and how those might work. We're joined once again by the Yurok Tribal Chief Justice, Abby Abinanti. Thanks for joining us once again.
You bet.
So let's take a moment to talk about the Yurok Justice Program generally. What were you seeking to do when it started, and how has the reality matched the hope?
The reality. Well, reality is always a tough one. We're working very hard to build our justice system so that it looks like a member of people's extended family, where you turn for help when you know you need help. And in that part, I think it's working really well, because people are really seeing us as, okay, you don't go there if you get caught. You go there when you have an issue, when you have a problem. Sometimes you get here because you get caught. But the idea is to address the problem and to try to make that problem not go away so much as resolve. So we're really resolution-oriented, and it's not okay for us that, you know, people walk out and 50% of the people generally in court are unhappy. And you go, no, let's see if we can get a resolution. We all live in very small communities, and it's better if we can get along with each other in some fashion. And to do that, you have to address behaviors. And that's kind of what we do.
So it sounds like it's less about being in trouble in that old sense of, like, when you're a kid getting in trouble with the law or something, than just about being called to be responsible for what you've done.
Yurok is a very heavily, traditionally relies very heavily on responsibility to and responsibility for concepts. So I think that's exactly it. You know, and we value taking responsibility. And for us, I think it was time to go back to that.
Judge Abby, and is it still okay to call you that? I know we.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
How big a factor has substance abuse been in the tribal justice system since the system started?
Well, we had, when I came home, we had huge problems with meth and with alcohol. We still have some of that. And then we sort of got caught by surprise, as did much of the rest of the country and some of, you know, many of our neighbors, by the opioid crisis. We had just sort of gotten our people to go to doctors, to, you know, take their medicine, to do whatever. And so we were sort of blindsided by this opioid thing. And when we looked at it in the last couple of years, we realized this is terrible and it's totally out of control. And we needed to take steps to try to address it. And we have taken several steps, including along with our two counties. This reservation is in two counties. We've all sued the pharma companies who basically lied to people and said these drugs are harmless, and they're not harmless. You know, they're horrible.
And we talked to Humboldt County recently about that lawsuit with a whole lot of defendants who, basically anybody who ever touched the manufacturer of those opioids is a defendant in there. Was that was it just a matter of changing the drug, though? I mean, because it sounds like you've been through some waves with meth and some other substances as well.
It wasn't so much that, as I think what was the most surprising is that, you know, we have a community that is really hardworking, and when employed, is often employed in work that you can get injured at. So it started taking out people who went to the doctor because they had a logging accident or a fishing accident or this kind of accident and got addicted to medication, what they thought was medication. So it kind of took on a whole different aspect, you know, of wiping out a whole other segment.
That was my question. It sounds like a different number, set of people in society that we are.
Exactly. So you have two different sets now, you know, and you need to sort of address it in a different way. I mean, you still, the way I often explain it is like you're crossing the street in the crosswalk and you get run over. You're crossing the street because you saw the ice cream truck not in the crosswalk and you get run over. You still run over. But, you know,
right.
And you still have to deal with the fact that you've been hit by a truck. But there's a whole different sense of how that happened and why that happened.
We're talking about tribal justice with Judge Abby Abinanti from the Yurok tribe. She's the chief judge there, and we're talking about the concept of wellness villages, which we'll get to in just a moment. You can join the conversation on the exchange with us, 800-838-3760 to get in by phone. You can send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. There are already wellness courts, is that right? Not wellness villages yet, but wellness courts. And then how do those function?
Well, we basically allow people to come in and say, you know, look, we have a lot of, we've had a problem, or we see them in a, in the surrounding state systems, and we go, you know, you've been doing this for a while. Are you ready to try to stop it? And if you are, here's the services we have to offer you, and here's the efforts that we're going to put into helping you. You know, next week we're opening up a reentry home, and a lot of our people who end up in local jails do so because they commit illegal acts while under the influence. You know, so we're saying, okay, when you come out, we need to help you get back into community in a positive way. And we're going to support you to do that because we want you to be a contributing member here. We need you, essentially.
Are there any circumstances in which people lose the privilege of tribal justice and are turned over to the off-reservation justice system?
Well, we're really, really working to partner with the off system, with the off-reservation system. So many of the people that we take are in both systems. It's sort of like double your trouble. You know? And we'll work with the local judges and say, okay, if you do this part, this is the services that we're going to provide. And these small rural counties are really suffering from lack of resources too. So every bit that we can do to help each other is a positive for the entire community. So I have found that working with them to be a very positive experience. You know, I mean, and we're quite capable of and willing to, I'm trying to think of a nice way to say, hound our people. But you can help me with that a little later.
All right, to coerce, to cajole, how's that?
Yeah, that's it, thank you. I'll go with that one.
Okay. And the counties we're talking about for the rest of the listeners, Del Norton, Humboldt here, which obviously, Del Norton in particular, very small county.
Right.
So let's move on now. The concept of wellness villages, how are those envisioned to work and be structured?
Well, you know, I would like, we have some land available to provide and to create housing and small sustainable communities. And what I would like to do is put that resource together with some financial ability to provide a living space, get people into community, get them their skills back, get them employed, and sort of create a new way of living for them in the sense of, okay, this is how we're going to live. We're not going to drink or use, you know, drugs. And we're village people, so it kind of speaks to us in that way, to live in community and to share resources and to share responsibilities. I mean, an example would be, you know, I have a smokehouse at my house. You don't need 24 smokehouses if you have 24 houses. You just don't need them, you know. And so it's trying to create locations and cooperative approaches to resources.
A real sense of sharing the burden, sharing the load, sharing the wealth as well. So what kinds of structures and staffing are we talking about needing, and how many people potentially could be serviced by wellness villages at the scale you imagine? Or are you talking about a pilot scale first?
Well, we would pilot a project, and I would see it as anywhere from 20 to 30 people, depending on the family situation of the people involved. Because I'm really in favor of reuniting families and helping families grow as a unit, not saying, okay, well, we'll serve the mother and children, but not the father, or we'll serve the father by himself, or, you know, is to really try to create, look at the person and go, okay, who do you feel you want to be responsible for, and, you know, who do you want to help? How do you want to work this? And we've been pretty successful with that in general, so just to do that.
So where are you seeking funding for this, and what kind of price tag do you have for just the pilot?
We're seeking funding, you know, to a large extent. I think tribes and small rural counties are sort of like the, you know, I don't want to say street hustlers, but to a certain extent, that's what we are. We're looking at the federal government, the state government, foundations, you know, if I tell the staff, if you, you know, see somebody who's got a few million dollars they want to spend, put a net over them and drag them in, you know, but it's like, that probably we would not do.
No, no, not technically,
joke.
Sure.
you know, and I think it really depends on, for us, we have land, so that the council has said we could use. So we're looking at creating an infrastructure, creating the financial ability for people to buy and construct their own tiny houses, you know, put in fields so that they can grow, put in, you know, different things like that, and then say, okay, what is going to be the economic engine of this village? And here's some ideas, and how are we going to start these small businesses? So
we're talking
it's
about
several hundred thousand dollars.
Several hundred thousand, okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about wellness villages with the
right.
Tribal Chief Judge Abby Abinanti. You can join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Cash aside, is there pretty good buy-in from the community about the concept of wellness villages?
I think so, and they, you know, people are very thrilled that we're going to open up our first reentry house, and they've been very supportive of it. And I think, you know, our staff is working really hard to bring about these changes. And more people, you know, we've sent people away for treatment, and they've come back. And as they come back and are reintegrated into the community, they become willing resources for us. You know, I can go up to somebody and say, look, this, we're going to open this house, and we're going to need people to come to meetings and do this. Are you in? And they're like, yeah, we're in, we're in. You know.
And when does that house open?
Next week, actually. I'm really
wow.
happy with it.
Okay.
So,
and how many people will be served by that reentry house?
The first group will be, we have somebody that's on site who will live there as a night manager. And then the space is four bedrooms that we're going to put in two male figures per bedroom, so that's eight.
Okay, up to eight people. Mm-hmm. And is this viewed as in line with the idea of wellness villages?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. So is there some disagreement, though, about how best to treat people? It sounds like there are some of the standard debates about medical treatment versus abstinence, that sort of thing.
Right. You know, and I don't, you know, I'm not a scientist, and I can barely spell science as opposed to, you know, some people who know what they're doing. But to me, you know, we're in a crisis, and I have to take what the data shows me is the approach that gives me the best results, plus talk with the people who are involved themselves and say, these are the approaches. What do you need? What do you need? You know, and knowing full well that part of any treatment program for us is extensive testing during the initial parts of it, you know, so that we can verify our results.
Oh, you're talking about actual drug testing?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure that people are online. There's that old line, Judge Abby, about the best way to stop people from using drugs is to make reality better, but these have not been great years for resource-dependent people along the lower Klamath River.
No.
And so, I mean, what can you do within that context, though?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is, you know, we have to say, okay, we got hit by this truck, but having been hit by this truck, we got to take control of our lives, you know, and so in that way, you have to say, these are the possibilities, what do you want to work toward? Here's, you know, a chance to go to school for this kind of craft, here's a chance to, you know, build a roadside stand for this, or involve yourself in this activity. We have to give people options. And that's what I'm looking to do, is say, this is it. You know, and we're going to help you. And that's what we concentrate on. You know, and people really want to work. When you say, here's some chances, they go, really, can I do this? Yeah, we'll help you. We'll help you fill out the application. You got to do the work. You know, I have my own day job, but, you know.
Okay, so it really is a matter of, you know, it is a wellness village we're talking about at heart here.
Right.
And so it is about you know, the people of a village coming together.
Right.
So were there times you thought that the tribe had turned the corner on substance abuse, that there was you could see a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, you know, I think I was aware for the last several years that this opioid thing was getting out of control, because that's the kind of thing I read about and stay up on. I didn't realize how out of control it was getting here until, you know, the last probably 2 years. And before that, I thought people, as people got more willing to go to treatment, to come home and to work with us and to work with our sort of follow-up programs, I felt pretty good about it. You know, and then all of a sudden, I'm looking at this going, oh, my God, this is, you know, this is scary even to me. And I've lived through a lot of things, you know, but this is a new demon that's roaring at us. And it's not just at us. You know, you look in many of the solutions I'm now looking at, you know, I want to cooperate with Humboldt and Delnorte County. You know, they're our partners, and they're suffering too. This isn't something that just hit the tribes. You know, there's a lot of people out there who have been sort of mugged. I don't know what else to say, you know.
So if the money can be corralled, or in the butterfly net, in your example, when do you see this potentially happening? What's the soonest you might be able to get a wellness village going?
You know, it really, if, because I have the land, if I had the resources, we could look at 90 days to 6 months to getting it, you know, up and running.
Okay, so from grant delivery to...
Right.
To, yeah, that's
I mean, the big problem had been until the council said, okay, we'll give you land, you know, then that became easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so more to come for sure as we talk about
right.
Wellness villages with the Yurok tribe. The reentry house opens next week, and that's sort of an example of what is potentially going to be done here. Abby Abinanti is the chief judge of the Yurok Tribal Justice System, and thanks so much for joining us once again on
you
the
bet.
Jefferson Exchange.